sacred month with sacred lessons. A month of reflection, a month of grace. A month of reflection, a month of grace. Seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place. Seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very beautifully reported to have said, Zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya, decorate your gatherings, your mahafil, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. Fa inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamah. For indeed the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam you recite upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another wonderful, beautiful, exciting silsila and episode of this beautiful series known as A Sacred Month with Sacred Lessons. MashaAllah, we are in the beautiful month of Muharramul Haram, a very auspicious month, a very sacred month, a month which has lots of blessings, lots of nisbat and connections towards the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lots of beautiful lessons we learn from this wonderful month. And alhamdulillah, most commonly the incident which is spoken about in this month of Muharramul Haram is the incident of Karbala, the Battle of Karbala, in which the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, along with the other members of the Ahl Bayt Adhar, and likewise the Sahaba Ikram, went to fight against the filthy Yazid and the enemies of Islam, just to uphold the flag of Islam, to make sure that the deen of his beautiful Nana Jan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, is always remaining upright and firm, inshallah, subhanAllah. So with this mission, with this aim, this beautiful sacrifice was done. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow in their footsteps. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah and the wasila of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also enable us to visit the beautiful cities of Madinatul Munawwarah and Makkatul Mukarramah with our parents, with our Murshid al-Kareem, inshallah. So normally this is what is being discussed in the first 10 days of Muharramul Haram. And our series, as we have mentioned previously, that inshallah as well, we will try and cover some of these beautiful topics. We started off with the Sahaba Ikram, the Fadail, the excellences of the Sahaba Ikram. Then moving on to the Khulafai Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And today it leaves us with no other choice but to discuss the beautiful personality, the life, the lifestyle of the beautiful son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asadullah wa Asadur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lion of Allah, the lion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mawla Kainat, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. So inshallah today we'll be discussing his personality, his lifestyle, some beautiful ahadith with regards to him, what lessons we can derive from his beautiful lifestyle and implement it in our lives, in our lifestyle as well. And you know, what can be said about these beautiful personalities, Allah Allah. As I mentioned previously, that our hours, our series, our episodes will come to an end, but these personalities, their zaat, their praises, their maqam, their status will never come to an end. We won't be able to mention the greatness of these personalities as they deserve to be mentioned, subhanallah. But our intention and our husnizan, our good thinking, our good hope is that by mentioning these blessed personalities, you know, we also gain some form of, I would say, greatness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. So inshallah, this will be our topic for today. And with me once again, I have towards my left-hand side, Mulana Asim Madani Sahab. Mulana Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mullah Asaf?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, by the grace of Almighty Allah.
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. Mullah Asaf is with us once again. And as many of you know, that in the previous episodes, very beautifully, he shared with us some beautiful piece of advice, some beautiful words of wisdom. Inshallah, today, once again, we will be discussing some beautiful points. So be with us, inshallah, till the end of today's silsila. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can make the good intentions such as, you know, whatever we learn today, whatever we derive from the life of this wonderful personality, we will inshallah azza wa jal try and instill those teachings in our hearts, in our lifestyle, and inshallah azza wa jal, we will try and rectify ourselves, inshallah. Subhanallah. Without any further delay, inshallah, we will now move towards normally what is our norm and our custom, that we begin the silsila with the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today I would like to request our beloved Munasab to recite for us a few couplets, a few phrases of Naat-e Maqbool in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. Sallallahu alayka ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله بلغ العلا بكماله وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نقص جہاں نہیں وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں بلغ العلا بکماله کشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله بلغ العلا بكماله میں نثار تیرے کلام پر کس کو زبان نہیں میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملیوں تو کس کس کو زبان ہی، وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو، وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان ہی بلا ولولا بیک مال ہی کشف دو جا بے جمال ہی حسن جمی سال ہی صلو علیہ والہ بلا ولولا بیک مال ہی بہدا خدا کا یہی ہے در نہیں اور کو مغفر مکر بہدا خدا کا یہی ہے در نہیں اور کو مغفر مکر جو وہاں سے ہو یہیں آ کے ہو، جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں بلا ولولا بیک مال ہی کشف دو جا بے جمال ہی حسن جمی صالح صلو علیہ والہ بلا ولولا بیک مال ہی تیرے آگے یوں ہے دبے لچے فصحا عرب کے بڑے بڑے تیرے آگے یوں ہے دبے لچے فصحا عرب کے بڑے بڑے کوئی جانے منہ میں زبان ہی نہیں بلکہ جس میں جان ہی بلا ولولا بیک مال ہی کشف دو جا بے جمال ہی حسن جمی سال ہی صلو علیہ والہ بلا ولولا بیک مال ہی وہی لا مقام کے مکی ہوئے سر عرش تخت نشی ہوئے وہی لا مقام کے مکی ہوئے سر عرش تخت نشی ہوئے وہ نبی ہے جس کے ہیں یہ مکان وہ خدا ہے جس کا مکان ہی بلا ولولا بیک مال ہی کشف دو جا بے جمال ہی حسن جمی صالح صلو علیہ والہ بلا ولولا بیک مال ہی کرو تیرے نام پہ جو فدا نہ بس ایک جہاں دو جہاں فدا کرو تیرے دو جہاں فدا دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی برا کروں کیا کروں جہاں نہیں بلا ولولا بک مالی کشف دو جا بی جمال ہی حسو نجمی یوخ صالح صلو علیہ وآلہ بلا ولولا بی کمال ہی کروں مدحا اہل دول رضا پڑے اس بلا میں میری بلا کروں مدحا اہل دول رضا پڑے اس بلا میں میری بلا میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میرا دین پارا اینا نہیں بلا ولولا بک مال ہی کشفا دو جا بی جمال ہی نجمی صالح صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ
سبحان اللہ ماشاءاللہ جزاک اللہ مناسب for that wonderful کلام کلام حضور امام اہل سنت الشاہ امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرضوان وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہیں یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں سبحان اللہ the immense praises of نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and the drowning in the love of نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم which can be seen in the beautiful couplets and the verses and the beautiful stanzas of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Allah, Allah, Allah. The entire kalam is so beautiful. And at the end, very beautifully, he says, Karu madha ahle duwal raza, pade is bala mein meri bala. That, you know, should I praise the wealthy people, the businessmen, the people who have money and those kind of things? No, 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 no. You know, main gada hu apne kareem ka, mera deen paara ina nahi. I am a slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my deen is not a piece of roti, a piece of bread. No, no, mera deen para ina nahi, main gada hu apne kareem ka. Why should I praise these people? Let me praise that personality who deserves to be praised. Let me praise that personality who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises. Let me praise that personality that when I praise him, I will receive reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me praise my master. He is my real master. Let me praise him. These are not my masters. They are not my leaders. Yes, he is my aqa. He is my mawla. He is my leader. Main gada hoon apne kareem ka. Mera deen paara ina nahi. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Whenever we listen to the kalams and the beautiful stanzas of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, in our hearts is filled with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts immensely and keep us drowned in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the immense love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the sadaqah of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. And as he makes the dua, let us all, you know, every dime, every day after every salah, let us also make the dua that jaan hai ishq Mustafa roz fuzu kare khuda jisko ho dard ka maza naz dawa uthaye kyu. That may we always be drowned in this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Without any further delay, inshallah, Azzawajal will now begin our discussion with regards to the Lion of Allah, the Lion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Asadullah, Mawla Kainat, Mawla Ali, Mushkil Kusha, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and personality with, you know, immense knowledge, wonderful character, excellent attributes, inshallah azza wa jal. We'll be listening to him about him now, inshallah azza wa jal. Inshallah, we'll be listening about him now. So please be with us till the end of today's silsilah. Mullah Sahib, what would you like to begin today's discussion with regards to this wonderful personality?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Hafiz Sahib, all the Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are the shining stars. All the Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are Jannati. All the Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have a great status in the bargo of Almighty Allah and in the bargo of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But some of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajma'in got some individual attributes, individual specialities, individual ranks in the bargah of Almighty Allah and in the bargah of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the lion of Almighty Allah, the lion of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the son-in-law of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the father of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved husband of Sayyidatuna Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Aliul Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, is such a great sahabi of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who got a lot of individual ranks and attributes which are specified with him. Hazrat Aliul Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem was born on 13th of Rajab al-Murajab. At that time, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was 30 years old. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named him Ali. And the beloved mother of Sayyidina Aliul Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, Hazrat Fatima binte Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha, says that after Sayyidina Aliul Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem was born, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam put his blessed saliva into the mouth of Sayyidina Aliul Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his blessed tongue in the mouth of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu started suckling on the tongue of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, he continued suckling the tongue of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until he slept. This was also the individuality and speciality of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, that the very first meal which he ate, which he has been given, he was given by Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And next day, when midwife was called to give milk to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not take the milk. So when this news reached Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he did the same thing again. He put his blessed tongue in the mouth of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he started suckling it. And then, you know, it continued until Almighty Allah willed. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem grew up in the household of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under the custody of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can imagine the great status and great tarbiyah of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put blessed saliva in the mouth of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was not just a saliva, but it was, you know, the ilm, the wisdom, the taqwa, the piety, the bravery, everything has been given to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu due to the saliva of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the blessing of the saliva of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and blessing of the tongue mubarak, zuban mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu attained so many great status, so many ranks in the bargah of Almighty Allah and in the bargah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is such a great sahabi of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was the cousin of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was the son of Abu Talib, was the uncle of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as
Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose him and granted him the opportunity to marry his beloved daughter Sayyidatuna Fatima to Zahra, the beloved mother of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Before we discuss attributes of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, as the name of our silsila is the sacred month with sacred lessons, I will quote a great story of the life of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Then we will try to derive some lessons from that story, from the seerah of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Once Hazrat Ali Sher-e Khuda karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem went to the marketplace and he saw a woman crying. This incident took place after he became Amirul Mu'mineen, Khalifatul Muslimin. He was Amirul Mu'mineen at that time. So when he saw her crying, he went forward and asked her the reason of crying. So she said that I am a slave girl and my master sent me to buy some dates. So I bought some dates from so and so shopkeeper and went back to my master. And when I gave those dates to my master, so my master was not pleased with those dates. So he wanted me to return these dates to the shopkeeper and take the money back. So I went to the shopkeeper, but shopkeeper did not accept the dates and he says that he doesn't want to return my money back. I am a slave girl and I don't have any choice. Therefore, I'm crying. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem went to the shopkeeper and interceded on behalf of that girl, slave girl. But that shopkeeper did not listen to Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem because he did not recognize him. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, whenever he used to go to the marketplace, he did not use to go with the big protocol with the security guards and, you know, a group of people, you know, surrounding him. He used to go like a normal person. So because he went to the market like a normal person, so the person, the shopkeeper could not recognize him. So he denied and not only refused to give money back, rather he pushed Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he pushed Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so the people who were seeing and watching all that, they came forward and asked him that, do you know who is this personality? He said, no, I don't know. So the people told him that this is Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Now that shopkeeper got worried. He called that lady, that slave girl. He took the dates back, returned her money, and then he went to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he asked for maaf, and then he requested in the bargo of Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem that, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, I want you to be pleased with me. So Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem said that if you want me to be pleased with you, then fulfill the rights of people. This story is teaching us a lot of things. This is the seerah of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Who is Ali al-Murtada? As I have mentioned, Ali al-Murtada is such a great personality that looking at the face of him is ibadah. He is the lion of Almighty Allah. He is the son-in-law of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Madinatul Ilm. He is Amirul Mu'mineen. But there is lot to learn from this great seerah of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. This is just one incident. His seerah, if you try to mention the seerah of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, so we won't be able to mention in one episode, in one silsila, in one gathering, in 1 hour. It needs hours and hours and many episodes to discuss Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. But what we have learned from this story, from this one story of the life of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, that he was Amirul Mu'mineen, he was Khalifatul Muslimin, but whenever he used to go to the marketplace, he never ever went with the protocol. He never ever kept security guards, with him. He never ever kept, a group of people surrounding him to show that a big personality is coming. He was Amirul Mu'mineen. So those who have some position, those people who have some, a big position or big post, or, they are, for example, if someone is minister or someone is, has a high post in the society, high position in the society, for him, there is a great lesson in the Sirah of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, that whenever you are blessed with any position, so don't look for the protocol, don't look for the security guards, don't go in the public with arrogance. They want to show that we have been blessed with some position, or we have some authority in the society, we have some position in the society. So, whenever they get any position, so they try to show off. But the seerah of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is different. Number two, what we have learned, that how humble Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem was. He went to the marketplace like a normal person. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not let anyone ever feel that he is Khalifatul Muslimin, he is Amirul Mu'minin, he is the son-in-law of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the lion of Almighty Allah, he is Madinatul Ilm, looking at the face of Ali is Ibadat. Yes, these are the great excellencies and the ranks of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but he did not ever let anyone feel that he has all these status. He used to go and meet people, greet people like a normal person. Another thing which we have learned from this story is that when that person pushed Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the authority. He could have taken revenge from him. He could have put him in the prison. He could have opened a case against him. And he could have taken revenge from him. But because it was his personal matter, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu never ever took revenge from anyone when it used to be his personal matter. He never ever took revenge. He had the authority. Nowadays, what happens? That if anyone hurts anyone, or if anyone harms anyone, troubles anyone, creates some problem to anyone, and he has the authority to take revenge, he says, I will show him. He doesn't know who he is talking to, who he is fighting to, who he is arguing to. I will show him. So now if that person has the authority, if he has the power of taking revenge, he tries to make him an example in the society. He becomes arrogant and shows that, I can do anything. How did he fight with me? How did he argue with me? How did he, create problem for me? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was different. He did not take revenge, rather he made him maaf, forgave him, and after that he told him that if you want me to be pleased with you, you must fulfill the rights of people. A slave girl had the right to return the mabi, return the product if the master was not pleased with that product. She had full right to return it, and the shopkeeper was oppressing her. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu stopped the oppressor and told him that if you want me to be pleased with you, then you must fulfill the rights of people. So we also have many people around us, parents, children, wife, husband, sisters, brothers, neighbors, relatives, friends, other Muslims. Every Muslim has a right. Brother has a right, sister has a right, mother, father, neighbors. So it is our responsibility to fulfill the rights of all the people, whether they are our parents, or they are brothers, sisters, or neighbors, or other Muslim fellows. Whatever right Almighty Allah has made necessary upon us to fulfill, we must make sure that we are fulfilling those rights.
Subhanallah, mashallah. Beautiful pieces of advice, Mulana Sahab. Excellent life lessons from the life of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. And so many lessons one incident contains with regards to looking after people's rights, stopping the oppressor from doing oppression, from committing zulm, likewise not helping the oppressor, not being on the side of the one who oppresses you or who oppresses anybody else, not being on the side of the one who is an oppressor. Likewise, having humbleness, humility, extreme humility, despite having such a high rank, such a high martaba. I mean, he was that personality who was guaranteed Jannah by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, he is a Sahabi. Then he is amongst the Khulafai Rashideen. He is also amongst the Ashara Mubashara. He is the son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is included in the Ahle Bayt. So many virtues, but still there is not even a fraction of takabbur or pride or arrogance in his heart. SubhanAllah. This shows how beautiful the beautiful tarbiyat and the upbringing of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, that instilled this excellent qualities in the heart of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. We will inshallah as we'll take a short break now, listen to a few beautiful Madani pearls, and as soon as we return we will carry on our discussion. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala and grandson Ismail bin Hammad bin Abu Hanifa, he says that, by Allah, our family has never been in slavery, meaning we were not slaves. Now, he further says, my grandfather, meaning Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala, he was born in 80 after Hijri. And the father of Imam Azam, meaning Thabit bin Sa'd, he met Hazrat Ali bin Abu Talib radiyallahu ta'ala an. And when he met fourth caliph of Islam, Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he radiyallahu ta'ala an prayed for the father of Imam Azam and his children. The dua was for the salvation, khair and barakah. Allahu Akbar. And he says that, I have got this strong hope from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the dua of Sayyidina Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was accepted in our favor. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, Sirajul A'imma, Imamul A'imma, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala and full name is Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit. This is a great scholar of Islam, subhanallah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala an. And respected viewers, as we heard that he has got the blessing of the dua of Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. So we come to know that when these people who hold status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they raise their hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their du'as are accepted. And how beautifully we heard that a great scholar in the history of Islam is the result of the du'a of Sayyidina Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Allahu Akbar. And that dua of barakah, that dua which he made for the father of Imam Azam and the children, its result was such that this ummah got a great faqih in the shape of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala. And we need to associate ourselves with pious individuals, with awliya Allah, with friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never know if any dua they give us, and if that is accepted, respected viewers of Madani Channel, our fortune can change.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mashallah, mashallah, mubarak. Welcome back to our silsila. And we were discussing this wonderful personality, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, his beautiful lifestyle. One beautiful incident Munasab shared with us, and some beautiful lessons we could derive from that incident. As our silsila's name is, you know, a sacred month with sacred lessons. So it would not be complete if we do not derive some beautiful lessons. But alhamdulillah, many things we have learned. And we have all made the intention in the beginning that we will act upon it. So inshallah, try and act upon it and you will see how wonderful the atmosphere around you will become, inshallah, azza wa jal. Mulasab, mashallah, we know the personality of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem has a beautiful relation and connection towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there should be many ahadith related to Sayyidina Ali from the beautiful mouth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Could you maybe shed light on some of these beautiful ahadith?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. There are plenty of ahadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the shan of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. I would like to share few of the ahadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Imam Hassan, the son of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the grandson of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrates. He says that once Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me and said that to call the leader of the Arabs.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was present there. She asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you not the leader of the Arabs?
Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am the leader of all the descendants of Adam, but Ali is the leader of the Arabs. So call the leader of the Arabs. So when Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem came, after that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that call the Ansar sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain. When the sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, so Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Ansar sahaba ikram that oh my sahaba, must I not give you a good news? Must I not tell you something? If you act upon it, you will never go astray. Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell us that. Then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam held the hand of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said that, if you love me, then love him. And if you honor me, then honor him. And then after that, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions that this is what I have told you is not just my commandment. This is the revelation of Almighty Allah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with the wahi of Almighty Allah and he told me that Almighty Allah is commanding people that if you love my Nabi, love Ali, and if you honor my Nabi, then honor Ali as well. So to love Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the commandment, is the hukum of Almighty Allah. Another thing, another hadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going back to Madinatul Munawwara after performing Hajjatul Wada, so Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stopped at the place Ghadir-e-Khum, and then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed Zuhur Salah over there. And after performing Zuhur Salah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam called all the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan. When Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam went closer to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them, oh my Sahaba, don't you know that I have more right over the believers than their own selves? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have more rights. Then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, alastum ta'alamuna anni awla bi kulli mu'minin bi nafsihi? Don't you know that I have more right over every believer than himself? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have more right. Then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam took the hand of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala in his own hand and said that, oh my Sahaba, man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawlahu. Whoever mawla I am, Ali is also his mawla. Ali is also his helper. Here mawla means helper. Then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Almighty Allah, love the one who loves Ali and show enmity to the one who shows enmity to Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And here I would like to take your attention towards a very, very beautiful thing which we have understood from this hadith Pak. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawlahu. This hadith Pak means, mawla here means helper. It means that whoever helper I am, whoever's helper is Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali is also his helper. And this is our belief that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is helper of each and every believer, those who are present now, those who passed before, and those who are going to come till the day of judgment. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to help them. In fact, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to our helper on the day of judgment as well. He will intercede for his ummah and his ummah will enter Jannah after the intercession of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the intercession of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it proves that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also helper in this dunya, as well as Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu will help people on the day of judgment, and through the help of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, people will enter Jannah. This proves that saying Ya Ali al-Madad, there is nothing wrong with that, because the meaning of Ya Ali al-Madad, or Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, please help us. And this, you know, Aqidah is proven from this Hadith Pak. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself told us that Ali is your helper. So when Hazrat Ali is our helper, so what's wrong in saying Ya Ali al-Madad? Because when we say Ya Ali al-Madad, so we seek help of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In fact, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ghawth Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh wrote a book, Jawahirul Khamsa. It's a very famous book. In fact, Ala Hazrat Radiallahu Ta'ala who praised this book. He writes in this book that the person who is going through any calamity, any difficulty, an anxiety, you know, worry, trouble, problem, grief, anything. And if he reads Nadi Aliyan Madhar al Ajaibi, Tajiduhu Aunan Lakafin Nawaibi, Kullu Hammin Wagammin Sayanjali bi Nubuwatika Ya Rasulallah, Wabi Vilayatika Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali. This is known as Nadi Ali. So, in other words, the person who is going through any difficulty, if he reads Nadi Ali and seeks help from Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu through this Nadi Ali, so he writes that Almighty Allah, through the blessings of reading Nadi Ali, will remove his calamity, will solve his problem. So whatever problem you have, read this with the intention and with the belief that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been given the authority of helping us. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been given the power of helping us. The way Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our helper, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also our helper. So if you have this belief and if you read this, inshallah, through the blessings of reading Nadi Ali, your problems will be removed. Your problems will be solved. Another thing, Hafizab, there are so many ahadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in shan of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. I would like to mention one or two more ahadith. And we'll try to learn something from those ahadith as well. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me that, O Ali, none will love you except the believer, and none will hate you except the hypocrite. Meaning, the one who believes in Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will love you. And the one who doesn't believe, who is hypocrite, he will hate you, he will not love you. So it means that love of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the sign of faith and iman. If you want to know and if you want to recognize the iman of a person, see whether he loves Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu or doesn't love. If he loves Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then it means that he is the true devotee of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain used to determine the love, the faith of people through the love or the hate of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If they see someone loving Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they used to say that he is the true devotee of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they saw someone hating Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they, you know, could recognize that he is not the true devotee, he is a hypocrite. So the love of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the sign of iman. But which love of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the sign of iman? That is the question. Only that love will be the sign of iman which will be within the boundaries of Sharia. And what is the boundary of Sharia? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says, my love and the hate of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu cannot gather in the heart of a believer.
Subhanallah.
Meaning, the person who loves me, he will never hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The person who loves me, he will never hate Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at the same time, there is, I would like to share one more hadith of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, call of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that the best after Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Who says this? Hazrat Ali himself, says this. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is teaching us the belief as well, that and teaching us the true love as well, that if you want to love me, so this is the boundary. You must love me within the boundaries of Sharia, within the boundaries of Islam. So he is teaching us that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is greater than me. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is greater than me. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is greater than me. So the superiority of the Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be according to this sequence. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first Khalifa of Islam and best after all the Anbiya Ikram alayhimu salatu wasalam. Then Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, second Khalifa of Islam. Then the third Khalifa Amirul Mu'minin Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then the fourth Khalifa is Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And also, I would like to quote one more call of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu here, just to understand love of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as well as the belief and the aqidah of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the most superior after all the Anbiya Ikram alayhimu salatu wasalam is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then, you know, according to the same sequence which I have already mentioned, other Sahaba Ikram will come. Once Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu met at one place. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, so Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu smiled.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem asked him the reason of smiling. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I heard Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that only that person will enter Jannah who will get a written permission from you, O Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The one who will get a written permission from Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he will be allowed to enter Jannah. Then Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, must I not give you a glad tiding regarding you as well, which I have heard from Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, yes, please give me the glad tiding. Share that glad tidings with me. Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said that I have heard Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that written permission will only be given to that person who will love Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Meaning the love of Hazrat Ali and the love of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, both are necessary. Love of both of them is necessary. If a person claims to love Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but at the same time he hates Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu or any other sahabi of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so it means this person is hypocrite. It is very dangerous to discuss, you know, any matter of sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in which took place amongst them. Quran has declared them jannati. The decision of the Holy Quran, decision of the Almighty Allah, whether they accepted Islam before Fath-e Makkah or they accepted Islam after Fath-e Makkah, all the Sahaba Ikram of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are jannati. Almighty Allah is pleased with them. Almighty Allah has forgiven them all. So when all the Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are jannati, then who we are to talk about any of the Sahabi of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a wrong way? And inshallah, through the blessings of the love of the Sahaba and the Ahle Bayt of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these personalities will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment and will be enter paradise, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very, very, very wonderful detailed explanation by our guest, Madani Sahab. And the doubt has been removed that yes, every Sahabi has their own maqam, their own status. Hazrat Ali has his maqam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq. They all have their respected maqams, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. But the order, the sequence of the superiority will obviously be, which is mentioned first, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq, then Sayyidina Usman Ghani, and then Mawlai Kainat Mawla Ali, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Some very, very beautiful lessons Mawlana Sahib shared with us, some beautiful life lessons also, some beautiful lessons of Aqeedah as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mawlana Sahib a healthy, happy, long life, inshallah, so he may continue blessing us with his beautiful words of wisdom, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. With these few words, we come to the end of today's silsila, the conclusion. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, tomorrow, same time, same place. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A sacred month with sacred lessons, a month of reflection, a month of grace, a month of reflection, a month of grace, seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place, seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place.